Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning now. 7:46 here on this Wednesday morning. 34 degrees. Now, three big things. Thunderstorms rumble across south-central Kansas with high wind but no major damage. New pandemic orders for Sedgwick County as people gather to celebrate Thanksgiving. Biden names more cabinet members as the transition moves forward. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, we've got a traffic slowdown to watch out for. A crash eastbound on Kellogg, and it's between West Street and Meridian. We also still have traffic slow to not moving at all on I-235 northbound just east of Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Becoming sunny today with a high of 52 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 34. For Thanksgiving Day, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 56 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Northwest wind gusting to 25 miles per hour and 34 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday with socially distanced seating, carryout, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. More hope for an end to the COVID-19 pandemic as more vaccines are being announced.
This is House Call for Health. The University of Oxford and AstraZeneca say the late-stage trials of their COVID-19 vaccine show it as highly effective in preventing the disease, up to 90% effective. David Nabarro is the World Health Organization's special envoy on COVID-19.
It's a vaccine that has high effectiveness in one of the dosage regimes that have been tried out. 50,000 volunteers, so it's just changed. Checking my notes, have been involved in developing it, and according to the reports we've seen, there aren't major safety challenges.
For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Dow broke through 30,000 points Tuesday as investors were encouraged by the latest progress on developing coronavirus vaccines and news that the transition of power to President-elect Biden will finally begin. Traders were also encouraged to see that Biden had selected Janet Yellen, a widely respected former Federal Reserve chair, as Treasury Secretary. The Dow rose 454 points to close at 30,046. The S&P, which has a far greater impact on 401k accounts than the Dow does, rose 58 points to set its own record high. The NASDAQ closed up 156 points.
All right.
Treasury yields rose as investors became more optimistic about the economy.
Okay.
With coronavirus cases spiking in the U.S. and Europe, the financial outlook of the world's airlines is getting worse. The International Air Transport Association says around the world, airlines will lose more than $157 billion this year and next. That's worse than the group was predicting back in June. It's because fewer people are flying due to travel restrictions like quarantine requirements. Home Depot has reached a $17.5 million settlement with the attorneys general of most U.S. states over a 2014 data breach in which the payment card information of some 40 million customers was exposed. Yikes. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And New local pandemic order, and editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us to tell us all about that. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, that order puts the emphasis on business enforcement. It limits mass gatherings to 25 people, makes businesses responsible for face coverings and social distancing. An online portal will collect complaints about businesses that are not complying. Those businesses will receive a letter from the Sedgwick County Health Department about the complaint. If a business is out of compliance, it could get a citation, and the owner could get a notice to appear in court. Community National Bank and Trust of Chanute entering the Wichita market. Its leader is a familiar face in the Wichita banking industry, Jim Faith. Most recently worked as an executive at Emprise Bank. He's now CNB&T's Wichita market president. The bank will initially operate in office space with a handful of employees, then later build a new banking center in Wichita. Faith has spent 30 years in financial services at Bank 4, Sunflower Bank, and Emprise. And small businesses have been hit with another tax change connected to the Paycheck Protection Program. The Internal Revenue Service has prohibited any business whose PPP loans will be forgiven from deducting those expenses on its 2020 taxes. That's even if it takes until 2021 or 22 to reach actual forgiveness. For businesses, that likely eliminates a potential strategy to defer their 2020 tax liabilities for a year. The IRS says small businesses that took PPP loans still come out ahead. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day, and it's my favorite holiday of
That's
all.
That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
Snuck up on you there a little bit, but I wanted to share a quick memory. Growing up in Kansas, I counted 33 cousins growing up. And
wow.
A lot. And on my dad's side, we would get together usually Thanksgiving at one of my aunts on my dad's side. And I remember in the early 60s, of course, the Kennedys were in the White House. And
right.
They had a big family. And the thing that they liked to do is they liked to play, get all together for a touch football game, you know. And
right.
Jack would be out there and Teddy and Bobby and all of them. And that was
the
a big deal.
Cameras rolling.
Right.
Yeah, cameras rolling. But so our family kind of adopted that. A couple of years there in the early 60s, all the kids got out on the yard and you got a big yard out there and just played touch football. It was kind of fun.
Nice.
We had, of course, the girls played right along with the boys. We said, come on, you're in this too.
You betcha.
They had a ball. And there's a couple of those cousins from Kansas City, a couple of them that you knew up there growing up in Kansas City.
Oh, sure, the court checks,
yeah.
You bet.
So that was kind of a fun thing to do, and we did that for a few years. And then we all outgrew it, and that was that. Today is
but you have good memories of it.
Good
though.
Memories, and I'm sure you do too, having some good memories about
you bet.
Thanksgiving growing up. This day is National Play Day with Dad. This encourages fathers to spend the day focused on fun with their kids. It's a day designed for bonding and memories. A Dad Play Day allows the children of fathers a focused time to bond.
That sounds a bit contrived.
Nice. Well, and I looked at this and I thought, you know what? My dad really did. I never had a play day with my dad. He played catch with us a little bit. When we were little, taught us how to play poker.
There you go. Yep, my dad did too.
And chess, you know. And then he kind of said, "Yeah, you're on your own. I got to go do something else." You know.
So. Exactly. I have a feeling all three of our dads said, "Okay, time to go to work again."
Yeah, that's what they were.
Got
they
stuff
were like,
to do.
And I got to tell you, I didn't with my own children. I wasn't their playmate. I was a, you know, taught them how to do this, taught them how to do that. Played a little catch with Scott when he was little, but other than that. You're pretty much on your own. So I got to tell you, I was not their best friend, okay?
Well, you read to them, though, at night, didn't you?
Read to them. Oh, yeah. Well, did that. I guess that's considered play, too.
Kind of, yeah, and so important.
But even then, you know, at one point, Bill, I said, you know, I'm tired of reading. You take over. And then they...
That's right.
You go
then
ahead.
Then they'd pretend to be asleep, and
Ted,
he could leave.
Ted was Pat, the kind of guy. I know he played wiffle. Did he play wiffle ball with you guys?
Oh, we would play wiffle ball every night.
Oh, wow.
When he got home from work.
Oh, good for him. That was
all summer long. That was fun.
All right. Well, guys, it's tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, and we've had a tough year in many ways. But I guess there's a lot to be thankful for, Bill?
Absolutely. Even though we can't probably get together with everybody in our family,
yeah,
it's we have a lot to be thankful for.
A lot of it is those great memories we have from when we were kids, too. So
you bet. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted coming up. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have the latest on a Wichita homicide. Going to tell you about that. Ted has sports coming up with a special guest.
Yeah, our special Wednesday edition with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joining us in the 8 o'clock hour.
And, of course, entertainment news. The Blur is on the way, right?
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on what you need to know in the world of entertainment at 8:35 this morning. A can't-miss segment.
Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.